Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, prime time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air.
Well, what is going down, my friends? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? And yes, we are on the air. We're broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here in lovely Tucson, Arizona, on this Monday, December the 27th. It's season 23, episode 12, and tonight's show is titled Time to Fly. Tonight, we got three non-spoiler movie reviews for you, along with three television shows I'm going to talk about real quick, and then, of course, the news of the week. So strap on in and let's get to it, baby. We're talking the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, reviews. You come right here to Am I on the Air? So let's get it going. Hey, real quick, I got a quick plug. If you haven't listened to our massive Spider-Man No Way Home spoiler review yet, what are you waiting for? Go on over to reddragonsradio.com. Go on over to our amiontheair.com. Click on the link that says, Am I Still on the Air? Spider-Man No Way Home spoiler review. And you can listen to the audio version, or you can watch it in video form. That's right. We actually did this live on YouTube with me, my boy Peeps, my boy Friggins. We went live on YouTube and we broke down Spider-Man in all its spoiler-filled glory for about 2 hours. It was pretty damn phenomenal because it's a phenomenal movie and we wanted to talk about it. So if you haven't listened or watched, make sure you check that out, okay? All right, with the big plug out the way, let's get on into it and talk some non-spoiler movie reviews of the week. And up first, I'm going to talk about The Matrix Resurrections. So, man, last year, maybe it was a little over a year ago, when we got the word that they were going to do another Matrix, The Matrix 4, that Keanu Reeves was coming back, Carrie-Anne Moss was coming back, and it was like, okay, I like it. And we found out that Lana Wachowski was coming back. So a lot of the same writers and directors and cast and crew. I said, all right, The Matrix is one of my all-time favorite movies. I love Matrix Reloaded as well. Matrix Reloaded. Was it Reloaded? I think, yeah, the third one. I think it was Matrix Reloaded. I'm so on. It definitely is the weakest of the trilogy. And then here we are, many, many years later, we're getting to Matrix Resurrections. So this movie came out last Wednesday, and I went to the theater. This is one of these movies that was Warner Brothers, so it was going to be theatrical, and it was going to be on HBO Max day and date. So I went to the theater. Saw it in IMAX, the way it was intended to be seen. And at the end of the day, the movie was just okay. It was all right. It was good. I enjoyed it. But man, was it nowhere near what I was hoping for. I loved the trailers to this movie and had very, very high expectations for it. And after it was all said and done, I was just like, cool moments, some good stuff, overall enjoyed it, but a big letdown for me from what I expected. This was a movie I went into expecting 5 stars, at the worst case scenario, 4 stars. And I walked out giving it 3, maybe 3.5 if I'm pushing it. But it was just good. It wasn't great. You know, I like what they try to do with the story, where it takes place many, many years after the original trilogy. And Neo is having these visions and he's trying to figure out what's going on. And he sees Trinity, but he doesn't know who she is. He just feels this connection to her. And then, of course, the Matrix comes a-calling. Now, I don't want to spoil anything, but what I'll say is the movie's very meta. And it's almost meta to a fault. And then I'll kind of leave that at that. But it was great to see Keanu as Neo again. It was awesome to see Carrie Ann Moss as Trinity again. This time we had Yahya Abdul-Mateen II come in as the new Morpheus. Jonathan Groff playing the new Agent Smith. I love Jessica Henwick in this. She's the one of the new characters, and she was fantastic in this movie. Neil Patrick Harris is really good in this. Jada Pinkett Smith comes back. Priyanka Chopra pops up in this. Christina Ricci pops up. And like I said, visually, very cool. It's the Matrix, man. You knew there were going to be some cool visuals. But it drags a lot of it, and there's not an abundance of action. I was surprised at how little action there really was in the overall movie. So at the end of the day, like I said, I would give The Matrix Resurrections 3 rabbits out of 5. You know, 3.5 red pills out of 5. Time to fly. And yeah, just like I said, good, not great. And I'd be really curious to see what you think. This movie's very divisive. I know a handful of movies, a handful of people that saw this movie, and it's a pretty big 50-50 split, man. Half the people I know liked it, and the other half of the people I know hated it. So, you know, I went with my boy Geeky Pat, and he absolutely hated this movie, like, big time. And, you know, so it's kind of interesting to see how people are taking to it. It is fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience score is fresh as well. So it seems like more people like it than hate it. But I know the people that I've talked to personally, it is very 50-50 kind of split of the people that liked it and the people that didn't. So make the decision for yourself. I do plan to check it out again, but I will definitely be watching it on HBO Max. I will not be going back to the theater to see this one again. And that kind of shows you a little bit of where I stand with this movie. But that is The Matrix Resurrections. Okay, my second new movie that I checked out is the new massive project called Don't Look Up. This is the big, big new movie from Adam McKay. It is a Netflix original film, but man, the cast of this thing. Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, Kate Blanchett, Jonah Hill, Mark Rylance, Tyler Perry, Timothy Chalamet, Ron Perlman, Ariana Grande, and a bunch of other people that pop up in this thing. This cast goes on and on and on. And this movie here is about 2 low-level astronomers that must go on a giant media tour to warn humankind of an approaching comet that's going to destroy the whole planet Earth. You know, it's kind of, it's a comedy, it's science fiction, it's drama, it's very tongue-in-cheek, right? Like, what would really happen with the way our society is today if all of a sudden there's this pending demise coming of this comet, right? It's the end of the world, it's an extinction-level event, what's going to happen here? And I didn't know how I would take to this movie. I didn't. But I checked it out, and I really, really liked this film. I loved the humor. I loved the way it played out. I haven't loved Leonardo DiCaprio in a role as much as I did in this one in a long time. I thought everybody was really good in this thing, man. Jonah Hill cracked me up. I mean, everybody played their role and they played it very well. This was a fun movie to check out. Plain and simple. Had a blast with it. I highly recommend you check out Don't Look Up, now streaming on Netflix. I would give this one 4 out of 5 stars. Really, really dug it. And my third and final new release that I finally got around to checking out, because I did miss this one in its original run in theaters last month. but finally hit VOD, so I checked it out. And that's the new Resident Evil reboot, Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. So this is, of course, we're starting all over Resident Evil. We had those six movies with Mila Jovovich that had some highs and a lot of lows. But now we're rebooting Welcome to Raccoon City. Now we're going really based off the video games. This is way more in line with what people really wanted from this franchise. So this one has Kea Scodelario, Robbie Amell pops up, Hannah, God, what, I forget her name, her last name, but she was in Ant-Man and the Wasp. She was Ghost, but she's awesome. I love when she pops up. Donnell Logue pops up, Neil McDonough. Pretty good cast, man. And this one here is about the booming home of the pharmaceutical giant Umbrella Corporation. Raccoon City is now a dying Midwestern town. The company's exodus left the city a wasteland with great evil brewing below the surface. When that evil is unleashed, the townspeople are forever changed, and a small group of survivors must work together to uncover the truth behind Umbrella and make it through the night. So, this movie, I liked it. I did. I liked it. I liked the style. I liked the flow. I liked the gore. I liked what they did with the horror elements. This was very much more a Resident Evil movie than all the Mila Jovovich films. I like what they did here. I did. Did I absolutely love it? No. But did I have a fun time with it? And is this something I'll watch again? Yes, I did. I really did enjoy it. I wish I would have seen this on the big screen. I think I would have appreciated it more in the theater than I did watching it at home. But I did have a really good time with this one here. So big thumbs up for Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. I would give this movie 3 out of 5 stars. So that's my 3 movie reviews for you. The Matrix Resurrections, 3 out of 5. Don't Look Up, 4 out of 5. And Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City, 3 out of 5. Now, switching gears on over to the television side, one of the new shows I checked out, and I was so excited to finally get to it, was MacGruber. That's right, MacGruber is back. Do you remember that movie? Remember, MacGruber started off as a sketch that was on Saturday Night Live many, many, many years ago with Will Forte. Basically a spoof on MacGyver. And I loved when he did that on SNL. It was always great. And then they made a movie out of it. And I didn't like the movie. The movie's fucking funny as shit. But then this is actually a continuation of the movie, but now they've turned it into a television series. And it's a Peacock original. So this is on the streamer Peacock. And you can stream the whole season right now, season 1. And yes, Will Forte is back. Kristen Wiig is back. Ryan Felipe is back. All from the movie. And now has Lawrence Fishburne, Billy Zane. So it's got a great cast. And Will Forte is made to play this role. He's so good at it, and this show is hilarious. I've watched, I think there's 8 episodes of the first season, and I've watched the first 3 so far, and it's hilarious. I really, really like it. It's over the top. It's very R-rated. Lots of cussing, lots of violence, some nudity. It's great, guys. I really liked it. If you were a fan of the movie, if you were a fan of the sketches, if you like this kind of like satire kind of comedy, I think you're really going to like it. If that's not your bag, then don't waste your time because you're going to think it's stupid as shit. But I really, really enjoy MacGruber. So check it out. Now streaming on Peacock. All right. And then lastly, I just really wanted to touch base once again on a couple other TV shows that I've actually talked about already. Number one is Yellow Jackets. So the last time I talked about Yellow Jackets, I had only watched the pilot. I had only watched the first episode. And now I'm completely caught up. There is 7 episodes out right now, and I've watched all 7. And that's because this show is really, really good. I am digging this show big time. So once I kind of got into the groove of it, we started binging episode after episode after episode. Now I'm caught up, so I get to enjoy new episodes that drop every weekend because this is a Showtime original and they only do the 1 episode a week. So I was many episodes behind, but I completely caught up because that's how good this is. So I just wanted to take a second to shout it out. Once again, if you have Showtime or you have any means to watch Showtime, check out the new show Yellow Jackets. It's really, really good. And then lastly, Hawkeye is all done. The Hawkeye finale happened last week, and it was fantastic. I really, really enjoyed it. Overall, I thought Hawkeye was an amazing series. Had a blast with it. It's probably my second favorite Disney Plus Marvel show behind WandaVision. I loved it. The great surprise of the villain in it. I won't spoil it, but that was pretty damn cool. You know, all the people we saw, all the action we got. I love Kate Bishop. I love Hawkeye even more than I ever thought I would. I thought the show was great. Really, really enjoyed it. So if you've been waiting for it to finish, now is your chance. Go ahead and check out Hawkeye. You can watch all 6 episodes right now and binge the whole series, now streaming on Disney Plus. So there you guys go. That's what we got review-wise. Once again, Matrix Resurrections in theaters and on HBO Max, 3 out of 5 stars. Don't Look Up, now streaming on Netflix, 4 out of 5. Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City is on VOD, premium VOD. Check it out right now, 3 out of 5. Over on TV, we got MacGruber over on Peacock. It's awesome. Yellow Jackets on Showtime and Hawkeye over on Disney Plus. So that's what we got review-wise. Okay, so with our reviews out the way, let's switch gears and get on over to our box office. So let's see how the box office shook up over this weekend, which of course, some movies got to have a little bit of extra time because of Christmas. A lot of movies opened up on Wednesday on the 22nd. So we had things, like I said, The Matrix, The King's Man, A Journal for Jordan, some other, you know, movies, American Underdog, that opened up earlier in the week instead of the typical 3 days that we typically get. So coming in at number 10, it was 83. Number 9 was Encanto, which Encanto is now streaming on Disney Plus for free. So if you missed it in theaters, I mean, it was a really quick turnaround, man. Only about a month in the theaters, and now it's already on Disney Plus. So that's at number 9. Number 8 is A Journal for Jordan. Number 7 is Licorice Pizza. Number 6 is West Side Story. Number 5 is The King's Man. Ooh, not a very good debut for that movie. Over the 3 days, it only made $6 million, and then $10 million total from the Wednesday time. Number 4 was American Underdog. Number 3 was Matrix Resurrections. So, unfortunately, as much as I love The Matrix, this was not a very good debut for The Matrix either, only bringing in $12 million over the normal 3-day mark, and then $22.5 million if you include the 5 days. Pretty rough start there, you know, and I know the HBO Max always hurts these movies because people watch them at home. Number 2 is a very good big debut here for Sing 2. So Sing 2 also came out and made $41 million over its 5-day, and then the 3-day weekend was 23.76. So a pretty good debut, man, for Sing 2, which I have not seen yet. I think my daughter's going to go see it later this week and while I'm working, so I'm going to have to miss out on this one, damn. But hopefully she enjoys it. And then your number 1, once again, no shocker here, Spider-Man No Way Home, bringing in another $81.5 million. So a massive second week for Spider-Man as well, as it has crossed the $1 billion mark. So congratulations there to Spider-Man, just killing at the box office. All right, guys, so that is our box office report. And before we get on over to our news of the week, we got to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. So let's talk about it, right? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? What interferes with your happiness? BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment that's so convenient, and you can start communicating in just under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. Send a message to your counselor anytime. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. You could find the particular expertise you need online, and don't limit yourself to counselors located near you. We have licensed professional counselors who are specialized in things like anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem, depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, and so much more. Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient. It's professional. It's affordable. You can check out all the testimonials posted right on their site and see what people think about it. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today, and as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor over at betterhelp.com/listener. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/listener. So I'd like to thank BetterHelp once again for sponsoring tonight's Am I on the Air? We truly, truly appreciate you. Okay, guys, let's switch gears and let's get on over into our news of the week. Okay, man. So, you know, I think we'll kind of blaze through a lot of this news here pretty damn quickly because we are coming off of Christmas weekend. And of course, with Christmas, not a lot of news goes down. So we're not going to have a ton to kind of comb through. But basically, once again, if you would like to find out any more information, you need to be following us on our social media. So follow our Twitter page, follow our Facebook page, and you'll get all the news as it happens, as it drops in the heat of the moment. All right. So shout out to the new Yellowstone prequel, 1883. It has become the most watched premiere on Paramount Plus. So congratulations there. This is the big spinoff of Yellowstone, and man, people are loving 1883, and as an exclusive to Paramount Plus, it's killing it for them. So finally, the streamer is like, yes, we got something besides Star Trek that's bringing people to us. I like Paramount Plus a lot, but I know that they're struggling getting those extra eyes on it. So I'm glad they got something like this Yellowstone prequel to get people watching. So congratulations to 1883. James Gunn talking about Peacemaker. Peacemaker, we're just a couple weeks away from it debuting over on HBO Max. A lot of people have been asking him, why is it only 8 episodes? And quite frankly, he just said, you know what? That's how I told the story. He said he wrote out the scripts and it equaled 8 episodes. So that's what they shot and that's what they made. He said a little bit of it was he couldn't go too long because he had to start getting ready to do Guardians of the Galaxy 3. But overall, he said he just wanted to tell the story in whatever length it took, and 8 episodes was that sweet spot. So there you go. Speaking of Peacemaker, we have everything coming and going to HBO Max in January, including Peacemaker, so check that out. A lot of people wondering, is this new Matrix the start of a new trilogy? Well, director Lana Wachowski says no. She says The Matrix Resurrections is not a start of a new trilogy. And I'll tell you, after that box office, I'm going to think Warner Brothers agrees that this is not a start of a new trilogy either. Matthew Vaughn is still talking about saying he would love to make a proper Superman movie one day with Henry Cavill. And I think a lot of us would love that as well, too. So come on, Matthew Vaughn. Make it be. Make it so. Let's go. We have the brand new Death on the Nile trailer. That's right. Brand new poster, brand new trailer that just dropped. A lot of people wondering what was going to happen to this movie because this movie has Armie Hammer in it. And for those of you who don't know, Armie Hammer's been going through some stuff and everybody's been canceling Armie Hammer. And a lot of people were thinking this movie was going to get shelved or it was going to go straight to streaming, that it looked like people were going to give up on it because it's been pushed back a couple times. Well, now 20th Century Studios is saying, nope, we're going to put it out. It's going to come out in February. Here's the new poster. Here's the new trailer. And we're moving forward. I think it looks like a good movie. I will check it out and we'll see where it takes us. Death on the Nile. Check that out. Fox is officially scrapping their live New Year's Eve special in Times Square due to the Omicron variant, and we'll see if any other networks do the same. Snowfall is getting a season 5, and it is coming back very soon. It's going to be dropping in February over on FX. The new season of Search Party starts next month as well, and we have the first teaser trailer for it. And I'm excited. I love the show Search Party. This is on HBO Max. It's a great show. This new trailer, I don't know. I didn't feel it very much. As much as I'm excited for the show, I didn't think the new trailer was very great. It looks like a very odd kind of season, especially for it being its final season. It looks like they're going in a very different direction than I would have taken the show. But we'll see where it goes. I'm still excited to check it out. Search Party, final season, I think season four, fourth and final season, will be debuting in January on HBO Max. Ellen Pompeo, she says she's been trying to convince people that Grey's Anatomy needs to end, but it makes so much money, they keep pushing her to continue it. So it keeps going to create that money train. It's so funny right there. Let's see here. Lorne Michaels says that the upcoming 50th anniversary of SNL could very well be the right time for him to exit. That's right. He's looking at possibly retiring from SNL. So we'll see if that happens after the upcoming 50th anniversary. We have the new trailer and poster for The Northmen. This is a very big movie from the director of The Witch and The Lighthouse. It's a Viking movie from Robert Eggers. And it stars Alexander Skarsgård, Anna Taylor-Joy, Nicole Kidman, Ethan Hawke, William Dafoe, Claes Bang, and Bjork. So check that out, The Northmen, over here coming soon. All right, the first official trailer for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness officially dropped as well. And it's going to hit theaters on May 6th. Now, for those of you... at this point, I'm not going to say it's a spoiler, but for those of you that have seen Spider-Man No Way Home, or even those of you that haven't, the very, very end credits bonus is this trailer for Doctor Strange 2. But it's not labeled as a trailer, and it doesn't have the same kind of Marvel intro or title screen at the end, but this is what they show at the very end of Spider-Man No Way Home. And I didn't know if they would actually put this out for the world to see, but they did. And it's awesome because this is a great, great trailer and I got to watch it many, many times. So you can now check it out for yourself. The new official trailer for Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, only in theaters, May 6th. We also have the new poster for Doctor Strange 2, which looks fantastic. I love this new poster. So you can check that out on our social media and our Instagram page as well. FX's Atlanta Season 3 is officially returning on March 24th, 2022, and the first trailer has dropped as well. So get ready for Season 3 once again, March 24th, 2022, Atlanta Season 3. Big, big news here that Michael Keaton is officially joining the cast of DC's Batgirl movie. So remember, Batgirl is going to be on HBO Max. We're moving forward with this. Leslie Grace has become Batgirl. They're now filming. This is big news, man. Michael Keaton, we know Michael Keaton's going to be Batman once again in the Flash movie that comes out next year. And now with him being in Batgirl, I think this really solidifies what they're doing in Flash, which is Flashpoint will happen, and that will be our way to take Ben Affleck out of the DCEU and swap him out with Michael Keaton. I think the worlds are going to combine and we're going to lose Ben Affleck's Batman and we're going to gain Michael Keaton's Batman. And now Michael Keaton will be officially in the DCEU going forward, hence why he'll be in the Batgirl movie, because we know this takes place in the DCEU, especially because J.K. Simmons, who is Commissioner Gordon in Zack Snyder's movies, he's going to be Batgirl's dad in this. So it takes place in the same universe. But Michael Keaton wasn't there before. So very, very interesting. I can't wait to see how it plays out. But I love Michael Keaton as Batman. And if I'm not going to get my Ben Affleck, I will settle for this. So good to see him back. You know, Hawkeye's Disney Plus costume from the show is actually coming to the Avengers video game. So you can download that and have it for your Hawkeye character. That'll be really, really cool. John Wick Chapter 4 officially delayed. I am very, very shocked by this. This movie was supposed to come out in 2022. It's no longer coming out in May of 2022. It's going all the way back to, I believe, May of 2023. So I don't know why such a big delay, because I believe they finished filming Chapter 4 already. So I don't really get it. But we're going to have to wait quite a bit longer for John Wick Chapter 4. So going back to the Flash movie, Warner Brothers confirming that Michael Shannon is returning in the Flash movie as General Zod. So that's pretty damn cool right there. I loved him in Man of Steel as Zod. And yes, it looks like he is returning for the Flash movie. So we'll see if he's playing a different version of himself. A Zod from a different world. A Zod that's going after Supergirl, because we know Supergirl is in the movie. So it'd be interesting to see what it goes. But love this news as well. It's pretty damn awesome. The Witcher Season 2 officially tops Netflix's list with over 140 million hours streamed. So congratulations there. The Witcher is a big, big show. Very, very big. Let's see here. The Book of Boba Fett. Are you guys ready? This launches this Wednesday on Disney Plus. I know I am ready to get back into the Star Wars world, so let's go. Noomi Rapace's thriller Lamb is now available on VOD, so you can watch that if you're looking forward to that. Oh, here's the official release date. Sorry, for John Wick Chapter 4 has officially moved to its new date of March 24th, 2023. So yes, we went from May of 2022 to March of 2023. It comes out one day after my birthday now. So happy birthday to me. I'll be seeing John Wick Chapter 4, I guess. All right. Being the Ricardos is now officially streaming on Amazon Prime Video. So that's awesome. I'll be checking that out probably this weekend. Looking forward to seeing what they do with that one. I've heard nothing but good things. Peter Dinklage is teasing the over-the-top reboot of the Toxic Avenger that he did. I can't wait to see what the hell they do with Toxic Avenger. I think it's going to be awesome. Colin Trevorrow is teasing that he is working on his own Atlantis movie. That's going to be one of his next projects that he's doing. We have the new trailer for Uncharted, of course, the video game movie with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. So you can check out that new trailer, which looks really good. That hits theaters in February. Spider-Man No Way Home, officially the biggest, highest grossing box office film of the pandemic. We had no doubt about that, that was going to happen. Paul Feig is officially blasting Sony Pictures for not including 2016's Ghostbusters in the franchise box set. I kind of agree with him on this. Like, some people are saying, well, it doesn't really count because it's not in canon with the other Ghostbusters movies. But hey, if you're going to put out a big box set and call it the Ghostbusters, like, official franchise box set, I think it should have the 2016 all-female version. They're just my thoughts. So, very interesting that they decided not to include it, but I like that Paul Feig actually spoke out about it. HBO Max has put out a nice little trailer showing what's coming back for 2022, and it's got things like the new season of Westworld, His Dark Materials, The Nevers, The Flight Attendant, Raised by Wolves, Peacemaker, and a whole bunch more coming, which I'm very excited about. I think HBO Max is going to have a big year in 2022. Bridgerton Season 2 is coming in March over on Netflix, so get ready for the return of one of your favorite shows. Spider-Man No Way Home also has become Sony Pictures' top grossing picture of all time at the U.S. box office. So look at that, man. In less than 2 weeks at the box office, it has become Sony's top grossing movie ever. So pretty damn awesome there. Congratulations to that. Remember, Hilary Duff is leading the new How I Met Your Father, which officially starts streaming on Hulu on January 18th. Okay, let's see here. We got an awesome interview up with the showrunner of The Witcher, talking about the future of the series and other spinoffs that they are looking to do. Sing 2 got a nice A+ cinema score and big support from younger kids. Like I said, posting a really nice opening 5-day weekend of 41 million from when we talked about the box office a little bit earlier here tonight. Also, Spider-Man No Way Home becoming the first film of the pandemic era to cross the $1 billion mark at the global box office. So congratulations to Spider-Man once again. A brand new trailer dropped for the new Batman movie, The Batman. That's right. They're calling it the Bat and the Cat trailer. And it comes out, remember, this movie comes out in theaters March 4th. And, whew, this is a badass trailer, man. I'm looking very, very forward to this movie. It's going to be awesome. Joe Montana is getting a Peacock documentary series, which will debut on January 6th of 2022. So very, very close. Big Little Lies and Dallas Buyers Club director Jean-Marc Vallée has officially passed away at the age of 58. Very, very sad to hear there. So definitely unexpectedly passing away, throwing everybody off guard. Thoughts and prayers definitely to his family and friends. Over on The Matrix Resurrections, a new Morpheus was always a part of the plan. A lot of people wondering, was it just because Lawrence Fishburne didn't come back or he didn't want to come back? What was going on? And no, they said always from the original script, his character was going to be this new version. So there you go. Ghostbusters Afterlife hitting Blu-ray, 4K, DVD, and digital. And you can check out the new bonus features that have been revealed. So a lot of people wondering, with HBO Max, you know, since in 2021, they were putting out all their new movies immediately on the streamer the same day they hit theaters. Well, obviously, that's not the case for movies in 2022. But HBO Max and the people behind it have confirmed that what they're going to do with their movies come 2022 is they're going to hit HBO Max after 45 days of exclusive theatrical window. So, folks looking forward to watching The Batman won't have to wait long to watch the film at home after it swoops into theaters. HBO Max will have The Batman on its platform on April 19th, 2022. Remember, the movie comes out on March 4th. So March 4th in theaters, basically a little over a month later, April 19th, you'll be able to watch it on HBO Max. That's 46 days after hitting theaters. So they're going to have 45 days of exclusivity, and on day 46, it's going to show up on HBO Max. And that's basically what they're going to be doing with the Warner Brothers films, is they will hit for exclusive 45 days and then hit HBO Max, which is something like Universal Pictures is going to be doing with Peacock in 2022, which is the 45-day window, and then hit Peacock. So The Batman, Black Adam, The Flash, Elvis, and a whole bunch of other movies will all pop up on HBO Max 46 days after they hit theaters. So get ready for that. I think that's pretty damn awesome. I love it. I love the shortened theatrical window, and it makes a lot of sense. All right, rumors continuing to heat up that Norman Reedus is going to play Ghost Rider in the MCU. So take that for what you will. I think that is just a very big rumor right now. I don't think there's any validity to it. But Norman Reedus as Ghost Rider, I don't know how I feel about that one. I'm going to have to continue to ponder that thought for sure. And on that note, my friends, that's the news. I told you there wasn't much to go over. We barely hit the 35-minute mark. And yeah, that's it, man. You know, it's holiday weekend from Christmas, and we're going into another holiday weekend with New Year's. So it is what it is. But yeah, guys, I mean, next time I talk to you, it's going to be 2022. Can you believe it? So we're going to have big things popping in 2022. We'll have another new episode of Am I on the Air? We're going to have our special Am I Still in the Air? We're going to have to do our big top films of 2021 and most expected of 2022. So I love doing that episode every single year where we put our list together and we count down what we loved in the current year and what we're looking forward to in the new year. So that's going to be coming here very, very soon. And I hope everybody has an amazing new year, man. I can't believe it that it'll be 2022 the next time we talk. So, quick plugs. AmIOnTheAir.com is the official webpage, so make sure you don't forget it. Bookmark it. It's where you can find everything you need. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/AmIOnTheAir. Follow me on Twitter directly at DXDonMega. And make sure you follow. I'll follow you back. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcast. Leave us a 5-star review if Apple Podcast ain't your thing. Get us over on Spotify. And you know what? Spotify is doing star reviews now too. So please take a second if you listen to us on Spotify and drop that 5 stars. I'd really appreciate it. So get us on Spotify. Get us on iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Podcasts. We're on everything you would want to listen to us on. check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to us on TikTok. I love doing TikToks. We put out video reviews for all the new movies that we check out. So TikTok's the way to go. I'm also sharing them to the Reels and to our Instagram page. So go on over and subscribe to us on Instagram. Just search simply Am I On The Air. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Yeah, we're on all the social media. So just make sure you search Am I On The Air and give us a follow. And shout out to RedDragonsRadio.com, the great podcast website, always streaming us on demand. So make sure you follow on Twitter at RedDragonsRadio, all one word, RedDragonsRadio.com. So that'll do it for me on this Monday, December the 27th. I hope you all have an amazing day. I hope you all have an amazing week. And I hope you all have an amazing and safe new year. So be safe out there, guys. Be, you know, keep your mask on. Let's not spread any more Omicron. Let's not spread any more COVID. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until 2022, y'all. Peace. Red Dragon.
Bye, everybody.
Red Dragons.
Red Dragons.